This afternoon, puck drops at 3 o'clock at the Fortress.
The Biggest Sports Report is brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the AM 670 Talk Radio done right.
Hi, my name is Amanda Sandoval, and this is my 5-year-old daughter, Mariana.
Today, Mariana enjoys school, but it wasn't always that way. She was born with a disorder, and when she started at her local public school, there was little hope that she'd be able to succeed. Fortunately, her parents were able to choose a different school that offered her exactly what she needed to thrive.
For any family, the most powerful thing is having choice. You're putting your kids in a program that's going to turn them into adults, and you want your kids to be the best adults they can be because they're our future. And I think that every family should have that choice.
Unfortunately, most Nevada families don't have that choice. Education policy should focus less on budgets and politics and more on expanding opportunity for students.
Every child should have an opportunity at the best education that they can get.
Learn more about how educational freedom can help Nevada students by visiting nevadapolicy.org. This has been a public service announcement from the Nevada Policy Research Institute, a 501c3 nonprofit.
This is Ron Quince, your Republican candidate for Nevada Congressional District 1 and a 20-year resident of the Las Vegas Valley. Over the last few weeks, I've had friends, neighbors, and clients ask me why I'm taking time away from a great career to run for Congress. The answer is two reasons. I'm doing it for the future of my two young precious daughters, and I'm doing it for you. When the American dream is alive for you, it is alive for all of us. It's a shame that the dream is now fading because of the reckless actions of Dina Titus and her boss, Joe Biden, and their thirst for power and control over your life. They have lied to us, destroyed our economy, our energy independence, and they have attacked our families. It's time for us to take a stand. The Ron Quince campaign is about you and the fight to reclaim the dream, the opportunities, and the freedoms that were promised in our Constitution and Declaration of Independence. You have a powerful voice, and I'm listening. Join our fight for Congress today at ronq4u.com, paid for by Ron Quince for Congress.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Centers. Stop in today and get a synthetic blend oil change for only $34.95.
Been a really easygoing commute as far as freeway travels this morning. Federal holiday, fewer cars on the road. There is a pretty serious one in Summerlin area. Charleston and Town Center Drive. Town Center is closed, actually, both directions from Charleston to Griffith Peak Drive. That's just south of Charleston there. So I want to steer clear of Town Center Drive and Charleston. Multiple cars involved in an accident. MLK Day Parade is in downtown Las Vegas this morning. It'll step off at 10 o'clock. The route is 4th Street between Gas Avenue and Ogden. So expect 4th Street, which is closed now, to reopen by 1 o'clock. Mostly clear and cool today. Temperatures getting into the upper 50s this afternoon. We're 43 right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
All of us survived Formula One. And most people, I think, enjoyed it. But there are some people that are unhappy.
Lisa Mayo DeRiso is a political consultant. She's a good friend of ours, by the way. And she is heading up a group of businesses that were adversely impacted by Formula One. And I had a chance to visit with her this morning, and I said, you know, can you acknowledge that at least on balance, Formula One was good for our community?
Well, I don't know. You know, I think Formula One, I think the idea of bringing Formula One to Las Vegas was a great idea. I think we're the perfect city, the perfect destination to host world-class events. We all love Las Vegas. We know we're a unique city unlike any other. I would question the idea of putting Formula One in our resort corridor and closing county-owned right-of-ways, streets, roads, the Strip, and all these arterial roads for a length of time that, you know, shut down our city in many, many ways. I think that in hindsight, F1 was great. I think the location wasn't as advantageous to people as they thought it might be. In this particular instance, the people that I'm working with, the seven businesses, are in that Harmon, Flamingo, Koval corridor. And remember, the county gave our roadway in a resolution, I think on February, 7th of 2022, gave our roadways to F1, these public right-of-ways. And they came in and shut down ingress and egress to businesses, which is of takings, really. I mean, you know, if you were going to look at this, this would be looked at as a takings of access to these properties and cost them total of $23 million. And that's, you know, before we started, and, you know, before we even get to Super Bowl, if we don't get this area opened up. But I will tell you that we started here with these business owners. I got involved because Randy Markin, who owns Batista's and Stage Door, has been a friend of the family. Our sons are good friends for over 30 years. And I saw that he was getting some press and getting out there. And I called him and I said, so have the county commissioners contacted you? Has F1 contacted you? Has anybody contacted you? And the answer was no. So I got involved to try to up the ante a little bit, you know, the heat a little bit, and get people to recognize, you know, what really happened here. People lost money. And that bridge that was put in without a traffic study, as you start looking, the devil, as you know, Kevin's in the details, as you start looking at the resolution and what the county signed and so forth, F1, you know, actually violated one of the resolutions that their efforts in the city wouldn't negatively impact the community or business. And that's exactly what happened. So really what we're trying to do is get that bridge taken down as quickly as we can. Now, there have been talk, and it's been reported in the newspaper and other places, that the county and the LVCVA and Formula One would like that bridge to be permanent. If that were to happen, it would put all of those businesses out of business. They couldn't survive millions of dollars of losses, you know, for another round of construction and F1 and so forth, and even now that's happening. And so that was the first thing we asked. And the second thing was that we wanted to set up a reimbursement fund. Like you started out, that the F1 made a lot of money for the people and the city and so forth. I don't know how much that hasn't been really quantified yet, but these people should be reimbursed. They had no control over these massive losses. It was due to the shutting down and the impeding of traffic that normally for, you know, Gary Ellis has been in business since the 70s, I believe, and the Randy Markin, that Batista's been there since 1968. Wade and Jay's Market's been there for years. They're very, you know, tried and true business owners in that area. So that's really what the effort was to bring attention to this and get the conversation started, and it has worked. The county is talking with the business owners. F1 has met with a couple of the business owners. Steve Hill has reached out. I think there's going to be some meetings this week with the business owners. And so it's worked to bring attention to it and get the conversation started to say, not only how do we remedy this now, but what are we going to do, you know, in 2024, you know, as this happens?
Indeed. Lisa Mayo DeRiso joining us earlier on the program. Tomorrow on the program, everything you need to know about the upcoming Nevada Republican presidential caucus. Today we're going to be talking about the Iowa caucuses. Tomorrow we're going to talk about our caucus coming up on February 8th. Party Chairman Michael McDonald will join us. He'll explain everything. Certainly hope that you'll join us. Till we join you then, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of the rest of your day right here on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is coming up next. Go, Knights, go. Fellow business owners, Kevin Wall here, and I've got a game changer for you. When it comes to your team's safety and your business's success, think Blue Sky for workers' compensation insurance. Blue Sky Insurance is a locally owned and operated independent insurance brokerage focused on solving your small business insurance needs. You know that accidents can throw any business owner a curveball, but if you work with Blue Sky, you can consider your bases covered. Owners Steve and Amy Miller will help you with a tailored plan designed to handle the accidents and let you do what you do best, run your business. Whether you've been in business for years or you're just starting out, call Blue Sky today. Do it right now, 702-410-8020, or visit them online at blueskylv.com. Blue Sky Insurance, your partner in workplace safety, 702-410-8020, or online at blueskylv.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn for Jennie-O's Huntington Jewelers, my go-to jewelry store in Vegas. I only buy from Jennie-O because I know the quality and price can't be beat. Head over to their new location in Summerlin in the Trails Village Center. Valentine's Day is coming up fast, so now is the time to get an extraordinary piece of jewelry for that special person in your life. The owner is Jennie-O, the queen of color. She knows everything about diamonds and has a love and passion for rare, one-of-a-kind color. I'm a witness. I bought my own diamond wedding band and my wife Cindy's wedding ring at Huntington Jewelers. We got incredible value, and we get nonstop compliments everywhere we go. Jennie-O's Huntington Jewelers since 1950 is an American Gem Society jeweler, recognizing the highest in ethics, integrity, and credibility, and you'll get the best customer service in Vegas guaranteed. Don't miss Jennie-O's Valentine's Day sale going on right now at Huntington Jewelers' new location in Summerlin in the Trails Village Center. And check them out online at HuntingtonJewelers.com. That's HuntingtonJewelers.com.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer Employee Benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Guten Tag, this is mein Auto. Und this is meine key. Und I only trust one place with meine key. Meine key car care. They are so transparent with e-inspection, which shows photos of the problem und the fix. Meine key is my favorite part of America. Und my second favorite part? The cowboys und their horses. Remember, I only trust meine key with meine key. A one-stop shop for total car care.
Stop in today and get a synthetic blend oil change for only $34.95.
The LGBTQ Center of Las Vegas provides a range of health and wellness services in a safe and non-judgmental environment. You can get fast and comprehensive HIV testing, as well as screening for STIs, for little to no cost. Appointments are recommended, but walk-ins are welcome. Located in the heart of Las Vegas near downtown, the center also provides an on-site pharmacy. Get more information at thecenterlv.org. This message is sponsored by a grant through the Sands Corporation, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It's Monday, January 15th, 2024. Here's what's happening today in America. Caucus Day in Iowa. Americans missing in Somalia. Hero Principal and BYOS in Buffalo. That's all coming up. Then Bill's going to be here with your message of the day. But first, it is a very cold day in Iowa for the caucus. Des Moines is looking at a high of -2. The Republican caucus is a lot simpler than what the Democratic caucus used to be. The Democrats used to do the whole where you go into a corner, everyone gets a different corner, and then the lowest vote tally, you're out, and then you get to vote again, and they just keep doing that on. The Republicans are much easier. At 7 o'clock Central Time, you gather in one of the 1,567 caucus sites across the state. Every candidate has a delegate who speaks for as long as they want, noting that if you go on for too long, that will hurt your cause. And then everyone votes one time, and that's it. And the votes are counted right there for everyone to see. They call them into headquarters, and that's it. Process takes about an hour and a half. Should have results by 9:30 Eastern tonight. This isn't just for fun. Elections have consequences. Early in the presidency, Joe Biden took the Houthis in Yemen off the terror list. It's made it easier for them to get money from Iran, and they've been using it to destroy global shipping through the Red Sea. Because they refused to stop attacking ships, the U.S. and U.K. military launched some strikes on them last week at 30 different locations. Great, but no military operation has no risks. Two Navy SEALs are missing off the coast of Somalia after they fell into the water during a nighttime boarding mission. We don't have many details yet, but it's standard protocol to jump into the water to rescue a fellow Navy SEAL if one falls overboard. Search operations continue. I will always share stories of heroes. Back in Iowa, there was a school murderer, murdered an 11-year-old, injured 7 others. One of those who was injured has died. He was the principal, and he was shot while protecting his students. When his daughter heard of the shooting, she knew that her dad would be one of the victims. She knew that he would run to the gunfire to protect his students. His name is Dan Marburger. The Chiefs and the Dolphins played in the fourth coldest game in NFL history, -4 degrees. Winds of 27 miles per hour made it feel like -27, but people were still tailgating before the game. They did postpone the Bills game that was set for yesterday in Buffalo until today, but the Bills have asked fans to help shovel out the stadium before the game. BYOS, bring your own shovel, $20 an hour. The coldest game still remains the -13 degrees for the 67 NFL Championship. Packers beat the Cowboys, Lambeau Field, the Ice Bowl. Wind chill, -48. I'm Mike Slater, Bill O'Reilly, with your message of the day. Next.
Do you want more online safety and privacy? I know I do. That's why I started using NordVPN. It guards me against various internet threats. Digital trackers, malicious websites, and malware-infected downloads, back off. I choose to browse with more confidence. I choose NordVPN.
To avoid digital threats, turn on NordVPN. It's trusted by millions of users. Just visit NordVPN.com. One of the fastest VPNs on Earth will block web trackers, malicious websites, and malware-ridden downloads. It will also encrypt your internet traffic while maintaining a smooth connection. So improve your digital privacy and protection against hackers with one simple click. Get the special deal at NordVPN.com and enjoy safer internet daily. NordVPN. Cybersecurity built for every day.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Monday, it is the first vote of the 2024 presidential campaign in Iowa. I kind of like the Iowa caucus. You can't cheat. People have to show up in person, cast their ballots in front of many others. It's a partisan display. Republicans vote for Republicans, Democrats vote for Democrats. But I'm glad Iowa, a small state in the middle of the country, gets the attention. People there are decent and they're well-meaning. I've been to the state many times and it's not full of social problems or angst or greed. It's just regular folks. So I'm glad that the Iowa caucus gets the attention it does. On January 23rd, we go to New Hampshire, far different situation. In that primary, independents can vote for either party. And over the past few weeks, maybe months, a number of Democrats have signed up to be independents so they could vote against Donald Trump for anyone challenging him. And that could be substantial. So I expect Nikki Haley to give Trump a good race in New Hampshire. And then after that vote on the 23rd of January, you've got 2 weeks before South Carolina. And in those 2 weeks, the media is going to pound Trump. You wait and see. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Now let's go to the mail. Ronald Bedreau, Estero, Florida. Bill, great show, particularly your interview with Tom Suozzi running for Congress in your district. Great questions. You wouldn't let him skate. I don't let anybody skate. And we'll have the Republican running against Suozzi next Wednesday here, and I'm not going to let her skate either. No skating zone. J.F. Cox, Bella Vista, Arkansas. Can you explain how the government is able to freeze or hold assets of other countries? Yeah, sure. They tell the bank you don't give any money out from the account. And if you do, we'll put you on a list where you won't do any transactions with the United States or NATO. So the money's in these big banks. And if the bank doesn't freeze the account, they don't get any more business. That's how they do it. Jeffrey Brown, Bonita Springs, Florida. Can you answer the final Jeopardy question? The two closest state capitals, at least 40 miles apart, one was founded by someone no longer allowed in the other. Because I read Killing the Witches, I was able to get it right. Providence and Boston, right? Providence, Rhode Island, Boston, Massachusetts. And he's referring to Roger Williams, who was kicked out of the Plymouth colony. He went to Providence, formed his own colony, but he couldn't come back to Massachusetts Bay. Good, Jeffrey. Very good. I'm glad you got that Jeopardy question. And Providence and Boston, very close together. Done that ride many times. David Sloniker, Springfield, Oregon. Bill, I fully understand and share your feelings about the cost of sandwiches and other restaurant food, but owners do have a lot of expenses. With food costs of 35% and inflation in labor, utilities, rent, is harder than ever to make a profit. Look, I feel the pain of the small business owner. But as a consumer, I'm not going to pay $20 for a sandwich. And if you charge that much, you're going to go out of business because people aren't going to pay it. I could see it in my own town. A lot of businesses closing because prices are insane. People are not going to go there. It's competition. In a moment, something you might not know. Our freedom should never be taken for granted. They must be cherished, protected, and defended. When corporations pander to the liberal agenda, they must be punished. When corporations stand up for conservative values, they should be supported. This brings me to Freedom 2.0, the bottled water company that proudly represents us. They have hilarious sayings on each bottle like, "This water ain't woke," and "Bottled with liberal tears." Use the code BILL for a 15% discount and subscribe to Freedom 2.0. We must never discount freedom, but we can discount water as long as you use the code BILL. Please visit freedom20.com to order now. That's freedom, the number two, the letter O.com. Freedom20.com. Use code BILL for 15% off.
Ever want to be that guy or gal in your group to introduce your friends to a new hotspot? Now you can. Bring them out to the Smoking Pig Barbecue for the best barbecue you can eat. They got a full bar, plenty of slow-smoked meats, including melt-in-your-mouth brisket, tender ribs, juicy pulled pork, chicken and house-made links and brats. And the sides will surprise and delight you. Drive a little, eat a lot. Smoking Pig Barbecue on Las Vegas Boulevard and Craig. Stop in at 4379 Las Vegas Boulevard. We deliver and cater. Just call 727-3988.
Gotcha.
Yo.
Sorry, man. I took an upper to stay awake. My heart started pounding, so I took a downer to take the edge off. Honestly, I feel worse now.
What? One of my friends overdosed after mixing drugs like that. I don't want that to happen to you.
Yeah, I definitely won't be doing that again.
Well, let's stay online for a bit so I know you're okay.
Yeah, man. But let's go.
There is no safe way to mix drugs. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Not no. For many people around the world, winter weather isn't just cold, it is brutal. Residents living in the northern latitudes brace for polar winds, snow, and sub-zero temperatures. Despite the desolate landscape, the Arctic Circle is home to 4 million people. Here's where they are. First up, Russia's Kola Peninsula. 100,000 locals deal with an average temperature of negative 15 degrees Fahrenheit in the winter. Next, Norway's Northern Islands. The archipelago is the coldest permanent settlement on Earth, boasting a population of 2,000 people and 3,000 polar bears. Every resident in the Northern Islands of Norway, it's required by law to carry a firearm for self-defense. Things get pretty chilly in the USA. Half of Alaska is in the Arctic Circle. The biggest town, Barrow, 5,000 Americans and Native Indians survive 67 days of total darkness each winter. Finally, Greenland, 80% of its territory in the Arctic. Total population, 60,000. The island is actually owned by the Danish royal family, making the Nordic nation of Denmark the 12th biggest country on Earth. And here's something else you might not know. While the Arctic Circle is home to millions, the other side of the planet remains empty. The entire continent of Antarctica has no permanent residents. Less than 5,000 scientists live in research stations operated by the USA, Argentina, Russia, France, Australia, Japan, and Great Britain. The reason why is mostly political. At the height of the Cold War, 12 nations signed the Antarctic Treaty of 1959. That pact between the USA and then Soviet Union designed the entire continent as a safe space for scientific research, barred any permanent settlements, and banned all military bases. The penguins, however, are still there. Back after this. If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or have no warranty at all, listen up. Car Shield has a low-cost month-to-month vehicle protection plan that's now available to the public. Save on out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. So please call Car Shield now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. 800-925-7584 for a free quote. This protection plan is at an all-time low in price. Drivers who activate the vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. So please call for your free quote, 800-925-7584, 800-925-7584. Hey, what do you have to lose? 800-925-7584.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out.
Broadcasting live from the Dream Dental Studios on the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.